Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Do you know where the pickleball tournament is?
You're in the right place. You want beer or no?
Pickleball back at Gruber Law Offices, Sports Zone, weather permitting today. This time it'll be your turn. I told you Greg Matzik and I teamed up to play Thursday in the Celebrity Pickleball Tournament. Unbeknownst to me, Matzik had played pickleball one other time in his life.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Petrano.
Michelle Richards in for Eric today as we take you into the weekend. Perhaps the worst case scenario for President Joe Biden, so bad all the networks this morning are at least openly exploring whether he can even remain on the ticket. We'll get to all of it. I don't know, but should we start with the golf?
You love the golf.
I do love the golf because presidential debate number one is in the books. Both President Biden and former President Trump say they will be on the campaign trail today. The president has events in North Carolina and New York. Former President Trump due to be in Virginia for a rally today. It was the least consequential discussion, but maybe the most shared exchange between the pair Thursday night in the debate. It was over golf.
Kareem, I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a six. And but by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a six handicap of all.
I was an eight handicap.
Yeah.
Eight.
Never.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
Okay, so there was a hint there that there could be a match coming. So absolutely we should do that. Regardless, we'll get into a bit of the substance here in a moment. But on the golf, first off, not a good moment for the president. I mean, which is it, man? Were you a six or were you an eight? Because if you know golf, and if you don't know golf, that sounds like six, eight, you know, whatever. No, golfers know. There's a difference between a six and an eight handicap. It's like the difference between a five and a seven magnitude earthquake. Okay, one can destroy a city. The other's like some stuff fell off the wall. Like it's exponential, the difference. There's a pretty good gap between a six and an eight. So which was it? Furthermore, if you were a six or an eight, frankly, when you were vice president, how much golf were you playing?
A little concerning.
Right? You don't get down to a single digit handicap by rolling out once a month or twice a month, right? And just hitting around. These are people who grind on their game. Men or women, either side.
Like they're in a league.
Right. And you're playing multiple times a week and you're practicing and you're working. So not of any consequence, but kind of a funny exchange there. On the contest, one thing the president could not do was be terrible. And by virtually all accounts, he was. ABC's Perry Russum.
Democratic Party insiders privately expressing doubts about the future of Biden's campaign. One current Biden supporter responding to Biden's debate performance saying, "I am in a state of shock. He has diminished to an extent that has become undeniable."
Post-debate flash poll by CNN showing 67% of those who watched the debate thought former President Trump won it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it sways votes. I believe in the same poll, it was 80-some percent saying they didn't change their mind one way or another, regardless of what they saw. But you heard Russum reference their concern among Democrats as to whether they can win with this president in the fall. And don't take this as an endorsement one way or either the candidate. This is my analysis of what we saw in the debate. So certainly President Biden will still have his supporters. President Trump will have his and detractors on either side. This is just analysis of what played out Thursday evening. The other top shared moment was President Biden struggling to keep his train of thought on a question over health care.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare.
So the president's campaign said he had a cold. That was the reason for his raspy and labored speech. Vice President Kamala Harris called it a slow start, but a strong finish. We talked with ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers live from Washington this morning. There's what's being said publicly, you know, things like, well, strong finish, you know, whatever. And then there's what's being said behind the scenes. Here's Karen on that.
You know, and I think that was even notable, the fact that she went out and did those interviews and felt the need to spin that and acknowledge, you know, first of all, to have to go out and do things like that. But second, to acknowledge that he had a rough go and say it was not a strong start in a debate, but then he finished strong. I mean, look, I think we talked about this in the lead up to the debate. Almost always after, campaign officials always say, our guy won. It was the greatest debate ever. You know, we're resounding victory. So when you concede any point like that, you know it was not a great night. There are discussions now privately among Democratic officials about what could happen next and whether or not it would be possible to replace Joe Biden as a Democratic nominee. He's not the nominee yet. That would, of course, happen in Chicago in August. But you were hearing former elected officials last night on cable. You're starting to see the punditry this morning through columns saying that maybe the best thing for him to do would be to step aside. There is no indication he would do that. That is very clear from people around him. The president was asked last night how he thought he performed. He said, I think we did well. But, you know, he had two big things that they were looking to accomplish going into the debate. One, draw contrast with Donald Trump on big issues like abortion rights, talk about his threat to democracy and tie it to January 6th, and also to convince Americans who are concerned about the president's age that he is up to doing this job for four more years. And by all accounts from last night and watching that and talking to people, the president did not do either of those things last night.
But again, whether that swayed votes or whether you're someone who was predisposed to vote for President Biden, whether you would somehow shift over and then just say that President Trump is your option, former President Trump, I don't see a lot of that movement.
No, I think, you know, like you said, just if people are undecided, you know, you have, these are your two candidates.
You said earlier, who's undecided, right?
Like, who's undecided? But I mean, I don't know. It's a rough year.
Let's talk about former President Trump. I thought a tough moment for Trump is him continuing to try to work through this tough question for Republicans to answer on abortion. It's perhaps the definition of irony that the right finally got what it wanted for half a century. They worked for 50 years to overturn Roe v. Wade. It happened. And then now that decision has made it tough for Republicans in swing states like ours to get elected. We've seen it here in Wisconsin. Abortion, number one issue that propelled Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call to second terms. It's the issue that flipped our state Supreme Court then later in that next spring from conservative to liberal. Former President Trump saying the abortion issue is right where everyone wants it.
51 years ago, you had Roe v. Wade, and everybody wanted to get it back to the states. Everybody, without exception. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives. Everybody wanted it back. Religious leaders. And what I did is I put three great Supreme Court justices on the court, and they happened to vote in favor of killing Roe v. Wade and moving it back to the states. This is something that everybody wanted.
You can make a strong legal and constitutional argument that the abortion question does in fact belong in the hands of the states, but that is not what everybody wanted, right? Poll after poll since the Dobbs decision has shown a majority of Americans wanted Roe v. Wade to remain in place. Some even regardless of their own opinions on what they might do personally with a pregnancy, they wanted Roe v. Wade to remain in place. So the former president's still really struggling how he's going to figure out to remain in the good graces of the staunchly pro-life without alienating then so many middle ground, middle of the road type conservatives, swing voters, if you will, that they might not turn out for him, as has been the case for conservatives here in Wisconsin. Again, both candidates going to be out on the campaign trail today. Republican National Convention coming up here in Milwaukee, less than 3 weeks away. One of the overriding themes I'm seeing on the text line this morning, WTMJ Talk and text line, is, you know, folks saying, no matter which side you're on, we lost, or America lost, or how are these the best two?
My thoughts exactly. So, unfortunately.
Whatever your takeaways there. Back to the golf match. I don't know. Can we do that? Greg Pancake Hill produces the program.
And we welcome you to Capital One's The Match.
I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. The reason I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a six. But by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
Is that what you wanted? Does that fulfill what you needed?
That
right
takes care of it.
Oh,
right?
Okay, good.
I'm Summerfest 2024, weekend two, day two. Who's playing? What's happening? How do I get in for free? REO, Wisconsin summertime staple. 9:30 show at the BMO Pavilion. That's a good one.
And it's not at 10, it's at 9:30. That's better.
I know, these 10 o'clock shows, I know. A, I'm old. B, we get up in the middle of the night to come to work, so I will grant you that. But nothing in my life starts at 10 o'clock. A lot of stuff is shut down by 10, I'll tell you.
Bedtime starts at 10 o'clock.
REO, of course, again, the 9:30 show at the BMO Pavilion. What else today? DJ Shauna spins from 9 to midnight at the Aurora Healthcare Stage, All-American Rejects, Hippocampus, and on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater Stage, Tyler Childers. Spanning the state, Wisconsin's afternoon news. They both broadcast live from Meyer Festival Park in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio.
Hey, excuse me. Do you know where the pickleball tournament is?
You're in the right place. You want beer or no?
Pickleball back at Gruber Law Offices, Sports Zone, weather permitting today. This time it'll be your turn. I told you Greg Matzik and I teamed up to play Thursday in the Celebrity Pickleball Tournament. Unbeknownst to me, Matzik had played pickleball one other time in his life.
It's fine. He can pick it up.
I just, and he did, because Greg's a tremendous athlete. I guess I just assumed, Michelle, since he was in the pickleball tournament, he knew what was up. So I was playing for Special Olympics Wisconsin. There's about $1,000 for charity that was put up by the sponsors of the event. We're grateful for that. And Greg was going to play for Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. And so I'm like, dude, all right, you and me, we split it. 500 for you, 500 for me. And we help a lot of people here. Let's go. He rolls up with two pickleball paddles, ready to go. I'm like, okay, this cat's serious. And then starts asking me the rules. And you know, Greg, I assumed
that he's messing with me.
Right, of course, right. He was not messing with me. So we did not win. Not even close. But today it's open instructional. Really cool thing. If you've been curious about pickleball, go down there and check it out. My friends at ProLite, who make pickleball paddles right here in Southeast Wisconsin, they'll be there with a number of products. I talked with Greg Straub, who is going to open indoor facilities called Pickleball Kingdom. He's got one coming online in fall.
Why is pickleball exploding?
You know, it's an easy sport to understand. It's easy to learn. In a half an hour, you can play the game. And in a day, you can play competitively with your friends, your family, anyone. You pick it up with a stranger, and it's a real welcoming sport.
That's true. You just can't win the tournament with someone who's picking it up that day.
Maybe Matzik should think about heading down today.
Right. Yes, for a little instructional. Instructors will be on hand to teach you the game. That's going from noon until 2 o'clock today. 4 p.m. at the Sports Zone, then. The Alumni Charity Challenge in basketball. So you have Wisconsin College hoop stars from UW, including ESPN Wisconsin's Ben Brust, Marquette, UWM, and UW Green Bay will all be competing for charity.
You say the word free, and people go crazy.
If you pay full price to get into Summerfest, you just didn't try very hard.
You know what people love? People love free stuff.
Today is College Pride Day. So how it works is, between noon and 3, if you're wearing a shirt or a hat representing a participating college or university, I'll give you the list in a moment, you get in free. Also, high school students presenting a high school ID get one free admission ticket. Herzing University, Marquette U, Milwaukee Area Technical College, and UW-Milwaukee, Parkside, and Whitewater. Shirt or hat from any of those institutions will get you in free to Summerfest today. Summerfest 2024, weekend two, day two. Gates open at noon at Meyer Festival Park. .840 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Michelle Richards in for Eric this morning. Appropriate bumper music here from Greg Pancake Hill, producer.
A boy with severe epilepsy has become the first patient in the world to trial a new device fitted into his skull to control his seizures. Oren Knowlson lives in the UK. He's 13 years old now. He was part of a trial for this surgery in October. He was having between 24 and hundreds of seizures a day since he was 3 years old.
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, no,
his
that's
entire
tough living,
life
right?
revolved around his seizures. And his mom tells the BBC, like, it robbed him of his childhood. Well, this device, it's a neurostimulator. It sends electrical signals deep into his brain. It's reduced his daytime seizures by 80%.
Now, which is still too many, but life-changing.
Right, life-changing. Much better quality of life, his mom says. Just incredible technology. And I guess I saw somewhere else that it's charged by headphones. So just kind of a neat technology.
You put a set of headphones on that somehow charges the battery?
Somehow charges the neurostimulator.
Oh, that's phenomenal. The next step, computer chip in the brain, right? Just for things like this, or I think that's actually already been used in folks that think they're looking at it with folks with ALS or other degenerative diseases that involve the nervous system. Like, they're just, man, the technology that's on the horizon is phenomenal.
Right. And this is important because his type of epilepsy does not respond to medication. Okay. So, he could not take anything for this.
8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. 8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News. It's Friday.
Yeah.
You know, each day, go upstairs after the show. Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program, Eric and I, in this case, it'll be Michelle, we talk about, hey, what do we do today? What do you like? What else do we still have coming up this week? Some things make it into the rundown in the final analysis. Others do not. So we assign Greg Pancake Hill to whip up a little something with the leftovers in a piece that we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
Well, Brennan, those are very prestigious schools.
I smoked pot with Johnny Hopkins.
You don't know anyone named Johnny Hopkins.
Where are we going with this?
Good start, yeah?
Good start.
Wolf Blitzer, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, director Wes Craven, Pulitzer Prize winners, chemists, oncologists, nuclear physicists. The common denominator, I should say, between all these things and all these people, they are alumni of Johns Hopkins University. The best invention in the world solves a problem, a common problem, right? Well, here's your biggest problem. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's Saturday. You slept in. The sun is rising. The birds are chirping. You're slowly waking up from sleeping in. You worked a tough week. I'm projecting a little bit there. And you hear... There's no way! There's no way your neighbor is out there leaf blowing. Okay. You've been there. It's a relatable time, right?
It's a strong play at that hour.
Exactly right. So it's a little too early, but go ahead. There they are with the leaf blower. However, I think we have a solution. Thank goodness for these inventors from the one and only Johns Hopkins University.
This is thrilling. This is probably one of my favorite things I've designed in my 4 years at Hopkins.
Okay, so engineering students at Johns Hopkins University only knows what they're working on, what super development that they're handling. What could it be? For all 4 years at college, one of the most prestigious universities on the planet, the assignment was?
Challenge was an open-ended question. It was essentially, can you please reduce the noise of our leaf blower?
I mean, some important stuff. Some important things here. Okay. Now, it sounds remedial, kind of laugh, that's fine, but it's a harder task than it sounds. It's actually a pretty hard job. Now, as an audiophile myself, listen to them explain the complexities over this particular sound.
The sound that comes out of this leaf blower is very complicated, and it contains a lot of different frequencies, like a lot of different notes on a piano would be a good analogy. It's not a very simple sound to cancel.
Yeah, too, and consider this. If you might be hearing this and think, all right, that's simple. Well, okay, why didn't you invent anything? You know, like, oh, that's an easy thing.
Right.
Okay, bring it on.
We got Tell me how easy that is.
Johns Hopkins University are trying to figure this out. So what they did, they literally created a leaf blower silencer, and that you don't even have to modify your leaf blower at all. It's an attachment that doesn't sacrifice any force behind the leaf blower. So here's a little test, right? You want to hear it? This is a leaf blower without the silencer on it. Right?
All right. Okay. Yeah, I know that sound.
Yeah, we're very familiar with that sound. Here's the one with the silencer. I mean,
markedly better.
It's still kind of loud.
I think I could still wake up to that.
You still have to leaf blow. It's still got to work. Remember, they're putting something over the tube. How are you going to silence the tube? And it still sacrifices no powers, they say. So you really didn't do anything for you?
How much is it?
See, that's interesting. What I'd like I'm to glad know. You brought that up, Debbie. That's interesting. This will be available on the market. It's coming out in the next calendar year, they say. It's a Black & Decker deal, which also their CEO and their product development engineer, he's an alumni of Johns Hopkins University,
oh,
too.
Oh, that
so
worked
probably
out okay.
Hence the little assignment there. But, like, I think it's pretty cool. Again, you're going to be walking through Home Depot. You're going to be walking through things, and you're going to say, hey, remember that time on Wisconsin's Morning News that you heard the silencer of the leaf blower? Keep your eye out.
Noise is deeper, so it is not screechy.
It's the difference between hearing kind of a high-pitched whistle and hearing what you might just think being wind noise.
This is all you want, that's not good enough. All right, here we go.
No, I don't want to turn it off.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Coming up on 8:55 on Wisconsin's Morning News, WTMJ 5-day forecast sponsored by Dave Jerry Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. I'll get you at least through the weekend here, mostly cloudy, scattered showers today. High of 76, scattered showers, sadly, for day two of Summerfest, weekend two. Hanging around tonight, keep an eye on the radar and your local forecast. Isolated storms possible with a low of 69. For Saturday, sounds like these showers hanging around early in the morning, then partly cloudy with just an isolated pop-up shower in the afternoon possible, and a high of 86 degrees. And then Sunday looks perfect, sunny, and a high of 71. Had a lot of good stuff on the show today. Let's see, what'd you like today, Pancake?
What didn't I like is the answer.
Michelle, what did you like today?
All of it.
Okay. It's not helping.
Good times. Right? Good times.
Analysis on the presidential debate. You know, my final takeaway is one ought not root for a failed presidency, regardless of who is in the office and or who succeeds that person in the office. And I saw a lot of that theme on the WTMJ talk and text line of like, these are our choices. After the debate last night. So we have some debate analysis up. We talked with Karen Travers, ABC News White House correspondent, on what she's hearing, not publicly, but privately, what is being said behind the scenes at the White House. Had a story about a local company that does spices. And no, it's not Penzi. It's somebody else. It's PS Seasoning, the interesting new line for your burgers. That is all up on the podcast page. Text Vince to 855-616-1620. That's Vince to 855-616-1620. I'll have Greg Hill send you the link to our podcast page. You can listen anytime or wherever you get your podcasts. More analysis on the debate is just ahead. WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi is coming up next.